You're listening to Vatican Radio. Religious leaders must denounce violations of human rights and expose attempts to justify violence and hatred in the name of God. That was Pope Francis's message at the International Peace Conference, taking place at Al-Azhar Conference Centre in Cairo. The Pope's words came at the start of his two-day trip to Egypt, following a courtesy visit to President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. After listening to an opening address by the Grand Imam of Al-Azhar, Sheikh Ahmed Al-Tayeb, the Pope spoke of Egypt's inestimable cultural heritage, saying such wisdom and open-mindedness is urgently needed today to ensure peace for present and future generations. Calling for respectful interreligious dialogue, Pope Francis said the only alternative to a culture of civilized encounter is the incivility of conflict. Recalling the visit of St. Francis to the Sultan in Egypt 8 centuries ago, he called for dialogue based on sincerity and the courage to accept differences. Speaking of the covenant which God gave to Moses on Mount Sinai, the Pope said that religion cannot simply be relegated to the private sphere, but at the same time, religion must not be confused with the political sphere or tempted by worldly powers that seek to exploit it. At the heart of the law given to Moses, the Pope continued, is the commandment, "Thou shalt not kill." Violence, he stressed, is the negation of every authentic religious expression, and religious leaders are called to unmask violence and selfishness masquerading as sanctity.
La violenza, infatti, è la negazione.
Together, he insisted, let us affirm the incompatibility of violence and faith, belief and hatred, upholding instead the sacredness of every human life. Echoing the words of Sheikh Al-Tayeb, Pope Francis also reiterated his appeal for an end to the arms trade, saying that if weapons are produced and sold, sooner or later they will be used.
Solo rendendo trasparenti le torbide manovre.
Only by bringing to light the murky manoeuvrings that feed the cancer of war can its real causes be prevented, he said. Finally, the Pope stressed the importance of working to eliminate poverty and to combat the current rise of populism that does not promote stability and peace. Every unilateral action that doesn't promote constructive and shared solutions, he warned, is a gift to the proponents of radicalism and violence.
C'è bisogno di costruttori di pace, non di provocatori di conflitti.
What our world needs, he said, is peacemakers, not fomenters of conflict, firefighters, not arsonists, preachers of reconciliation, not instigators of destruction. I'm Philippa Hitchin.